It's that time of the program to take a look at some of the headlines of what's been going on in technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan with Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, good weekend to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Foster.
Thank you for being with us here. MI Tech News, by the way, folks, is a great way to keep up with what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship, as I said, in our state. Mike has been reporting on information technology for a long time. Yeah, now has developed a great resource. It's not just print headlines, but you can also get video. And as a matter of fact, I watched a great little clip that you developed with Jan Ness, our friend from online technology for many years. And then also audio is available as well. Our program highlights and that from IT and the D and many other sources as well. Mike, let's look a little bit at some of the headlines that you've got going on there. One I saw is kind of interesting. We've been talking with the folks from Baker College in Flint, but I see one of your headlines is that IT Career Academy is launching in the Flint area with the support of IT and the D, MEDC, and Goodwill Industries. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's online training. It's available in the Flint area. They're still working out all the details, but it's a great partnership. It also includes the folks from the Flint and Genesee Chambers of Commerce. And like everything else, everyone's trying to figure out, gee, how do we get more people trained for these STEM openings, science, technology, engineering, and math. And I was listening to your segment with Baker College, and I know they're addressing that as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really a critical issue right now for everyone, everyone in the country, for that matter. I mean, there's just so many jobs begging right now. We just don't have the people with those talents to fill them. So anything that you know, fills that gap is a really good thing.
Absolutely.
And, of course, it comes from IT. This was all driven by Bob and Dave. You know,
There
are a couple of goofballs on their show on Monday night and everything. But they're actually pretty good guys, and they're really, they started off with those pink slip parties a decade or so ago, back during the Depression. And so they're really active in this area of trying to come up with ways to help people get jobs.
Yep. They're great couple of guys. You and Gary and I have all been on the show with them. They're very committed to helping people get into this field. Okay, another one is apparently FCA is ready to sell Jeep and Ram. Could that be true?
Well, and I like to claim credit for this, but it comes from Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau, who's much more plugged into the auto scene than I am these days. But yes, he asked Sergio Marcion point blank, and a single word answer was yes, both Jeep and Ram they're available. So now what we don't know is exactly, what's going to become of FCA after that? What happens to the rest of the Chrysler and whatnot? We didn't get any one word or two word answers there. but we do know that somehow Ram and Jeep don't fit into the master plan. And of course, Jeep has this big operation in Toledo.
Yes.
And Ram trucks, I believe, are built in the Detroit area. So everyone's kind of curious to know what's next.
Cal, you had a question?
That comes out to be really kind of interesting if we can expand on that, because at one time the talk was Chrysler was going to get out of the domestic car market completely in the United States and only retain trucks and SUVs. So this is a turn, eh?
Well, they flip-flop. I mean, I guess they're looking at whatever their internal numbers are showing and trends and whatnot. But again, we don't know what the big picture is. We don't know, okay, so if they dump this, where are they going from here?
Yeah. Those certainly are iconic brands in this area.
Well, and it's certainly something that you could sell because they do so well.
Oh, right?
You don't sell your dogs, you sell, something that brings in some money.
The only problem with that is I think that the only buyers would not be, they'd be overseas buyers, as like in the situation with Volvo, was picked up by China.
Yep. Very interesting to watch how this develops. Another headline here is Lawrence Technological University is placing five teams in the SAE International competitions.
Yeah, we had, and I'm probably going to butcher her name, Celine Arcian, an assistant professor at LTU, was on M Squared TechCast about a week ago, as you know, because you edit those. So you know all about what we're up to. And so they've got five teams competing in SAE International, and I really wasn't all that familiar with it prior to this. Now, obviously, Matt being the head of PR for LTU, was a bit more familiar. But there's this big LTU Blue Devil Motorsports racing team, and they have all sorts of different experimental vehicles and different classifications. But it's almost mandatory that everybody that attends LTU get involved in this so they have hands-on experience, practical engineering experience. And heck, we're in Detroit, so what better, you know, hands-on experience and experimental vehicles, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's more and more so the case in this area. Mike Brennan, by the way, is the editor of MI Tech News, where some of the headlines we've been talking about here. Mike, how can people get involved with and get a copy of and get those headlines sent to them?
Well, just simply www.mitechnews.com, sign up. We have two newsletters, one in the middle of the week, which features our video and audio. And then the Friday one is a nice weekend read where we have all the major stories. You can peruse it and at your leisure over the weekend. And I track my statistics, and a lot of people do that.
I bet they
do. It's real simple. And, well, it is, and of course, it's free.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line cost.
Pay for it.
Yeah, the sponsors pay for it. And they are, thank heavens. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for these headlines this week with MI Tech News.
All right, thanks, Foster.
Take care. Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News.